back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I want to say this before I get to the Crab Cake Tour. We're here at Captain Larry's. We're down in Federal Hill. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation. I will always remember where I was when Lamar Jackson signed the five-year extension with the Baltimore Ravens. It was right here at Captain Larry's. The crab cake started in the oven, and Lamar wasn't signed. And by the time the crab cake gets to me, Lamar's a Raven for life. How about that? So, Todd Schuler, you get 10 points and a great memory for being here. Mar is here. Mar Householder is 17 years down here on Ford Avenue. The Narragansett sign outside is always made me want to come in and get the official beer of the clam. This is my first ever Narragansett. Did you inherit it with the sign on the door?
No. That was something that we got when we started.
Well, sort of the Natty Bow of New England.
It has a
similar body and flavor and characteristics of all that.
And also, interesting fact is that was the beer that the captain was drinking when he was eaten by the shark.
In Jaws. Right, because it was a New England beer.
He was drinking the Narragansett.
All right, well, Narragansett beer, the sign is outside, but they'll give you any kind of beer you want. So I come at this honest. I wanted to do the Crab Cake Tour about 3 years ago during the plague, and I thought of being in places like this. Like, every local bar in Dundalk, I'm from Dundalk, had a crab cake, and they were all pretty good. And I always say, I grew up poor with claw meat. My mom would J-O it all out and put a celery seed and mustard man and fry it, pan fry it. It would come at me like a little hockey puck. And for the first, I don't know, 25 years of my life, that was a crab cake, right? I mean, whether you went to Ross's or the Corral Inn or Ruggiero's or all of these local bars, not dissimilar to Captain Larry's, had a crab cake. I wasn't old enough in the 70s, 80s to be down South Baltimore, but I'm assuming every place down here had a crab cake too.
Probably, yeah. You're probably right.
That's a Baltimore
right.
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and it wasn't a Gucci product. It wasn't.
Right.
It might have still been the most expensive thing on your menu, but it wasn't $50 a pound. It wasn't like that. It wasn't that kind of a delicacy. It was a local tradition, and doing it in places like this. So Chris Pica, my dear friend from West Baltimore, moved to Atlanta, New Orleans, Birmingham, been everywhere. He moved back to Baltimore during the plague 2 years ago, and he moved a block and a half away from you. Mm-hmm. And when I started the Crab Cake Tour, first thing is, you got to go to Captain Larry's. I'm like, I drive by there all the time. It doesn't say crab cakes outside. It says beer. It says New England beer. And I said, I've been in there for a beer before. I didn't even know they had a crab cake. He's like, it's the best crab cake. You know, you got to get it. You got to go there. So he started on me about a year and a half ago to come up. And then Victoria August is your friend and my friend as well. She was here on St. Patrick's Day. And I hit her and I said, I hear they got a great crab cake. She said, hey, you got to get you with Mara. You got to come do the crab cake tour. So here we are. It's been a lovely, lovely day. I want to thank all of our guests that have been a part of the show today. Todd Schuler was here, and that momentous moment at 4:20 on draft day when the Ravens signed Lamar Jackson. So, but also Shannon Toback was here, Chris Reel also, and but I want to have you. We're gonna have the crab cake here. Give me the story of this place, because this is a traditional brick row house corner South Baltimore bar. Has it always been a bar?
It has been for a long time, like, but definitely our lifetime, my lifetime, your lifetime. But but Captain Larry's was probably started like maybe 40 or 50 years ago. Captain Larry, there was a Captain Larry.
There actually is
a Captain Larry.
Okay.
And he opened up this corner bar. It was a very policeman-friendly place. As a matter of fact, there are bullet holes in the ceiling over there from a bunch of policemen doing target shooting. Trying to get closest to the pin, because these are tin ceilings. So there are holes in the ceiling.
Okay, I'm going to go over there and check that out.
Yeah. So anyway, so Captain Larry owned it, and when Captain Larry owned it, I used to work for him once in a while.
This is in the 60s, 70s, 80s, or no?
This is the 80s, 90s.
80s, 90s. Like, okay, yeah. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I always think 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah, I do the math and it freaks me out.
Yeah.
Like, when I hear a song and say,
it's like the 60s.
Like, I have this Queen belt buckle here. I wear these. This is 45 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
exactly.
It's in nice shape for 45. I'm in nice shape for 55. But there is, you know, there's a period where the eras change, mm-hmm. and every bartender, unless it's a family-owned place, mm-hmm. changes hands, and then you get to envision a new mm-hmm. dream. What is Captain Larry's?
So I love this place. So I said to Captain Larry, if you ever want to sell this place, I would like to have first right of refusal. And so he agreed to that. And then a couple years later, Tim Wisted from Little Havana's offered him to buy the place, and Captain Larry said, Mara has first right. And Tim and I were good friends. Tim asked me if I was interested, and at that point I had just bought a house, so I didn't have the means to do that. So Tim buys it, and he completely renovates the whole place.
So it didn't look like this when Captain Larry was here.
No, okay. Not at all. And after he renovates it, he decides that he doesn't want another bar. So he approaches me, and my brother and I decided at that point, okay, we're ready to start. And so here we are.
This is a real family bar.
Yeah, it's the two of us.
Well, I almost came down on St. Patrick's Day. You guys had some delicious-looking corned beef and cabbage. I know it's a hangout for that. But I hit Victoria that day, and she said, I'll get you here for the crab cake. Chris loves your crab cake. I know when I said I was coming here, lots of people said, you found one of the gems, one of the sort of places, not talking about with Fadley's or Pappas or Costa's, mm-hmm. other places, but a real neighborhood place. And I'm always in search of more of these. Recipe, you guys, it was your recipe, Mom's, Larry's, whose
recipe?
It
was actually Captain Larry's, but I have tweaked it a little bit, just a tiny bit, just to give it a little, and a little Latvian lovin'.
A Latvian lovin'. Why is Latvian lovin'?
Because my brother and I are Latvian, so we like Latvia.
I used to go through Leviticus, or is that Latvian?
Viticus is Lithuanian.
Lithuanian, mm-hmm. Viticus, right?
Our neighbors on the south.
A lot of bars had that, and it's sort of a minty kind of thing, right? Or is it, no?
It's like,
I've had it before.
It tastes like Christmas. It's like really cinnamony and honey-ish. It tastes like Christmas.
Okay, all right. Like a cough drop. I've had it. But we, back in the 90s, I've been on the radio 31 years. People started talking, Ray Bachman used to talk about this Viticus. Mm-hmm. Some people call it Leviticus or whatever. And I said, what is this? But people in South Baltimore and West Baltimore mm-hmm. knew what it was.
It's a lot of Lithuanians
around
Lithuanian,
here. It's Lithuanian, not Latvian. Mm-hmm. But they're similar. Foods are all
there
very similar.
There are brothers and sisters to the south.
Right on. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you had Viticus in here? No, that's
no,
not
we
your
don't.
Thing. Not your
no,
thing.
No, yeah. Mom's
okay,
has
mom's
it.
Okay.
And Chris makes it there.
So that's why I'm asking. So I'm not that far off base.
No,
all right,
no.
I wasn't crazy to think that. I don't want to sound stupid or shit. We're Captain Larry's. Mara's here. 17 years of being here. Now, the unique part of your joint, board games, mm-hmm. right? And this menu of unique things. Chris came in, my first guest. He had like pita chips with lamb. It was very Greek, sort of
it was
Mediterranean.
It was the gyro dip. So it's basically a deconstructed gyro.
I saw that. It looked delicious. Ah, mm-hmm. Here comes the crab cake. Look out. Just in time. Tell everybody about your brother here. He's camera shy, but we're going to bring him on a wave. How about that? Because he's a part of this, too. I've seen him here working. He's slinging his crab cake for me.
Yeah, he's good at that.
So you're a broiled crab cake
house? He's a silent partner.
Silent and off camera as well. This is the Captain Larry's crab cake. You can get this a lot of different ways, and I guess traditional in Baltimore would be French fries and coleslaw, right? Mm-hmm. But you offer me Greek salad, and I'm not Greek, but I got a Greek name. I never turned down a Greek salad.
No.
So what are the popular sellers here? Tell me about your menu a little bit here.
So typically the fish tacos are pretty popular. They're Baja style. And the fish sandwich, which is an Isle Mirada fish sandwich. So there's this place in Isle Mirada, and it's called Mike's. And
okay.
they have this.
I haven't been that
this.
Far into the Keys yet.
Yeah.
I've only been as far as Key Largo. I've never been to Key West.
They sell this fish sandwich. So it's baked fish.
Mahi, right?
Ours is with mahi.
Okay.
And then it has American cheese, tomato, mayonnaise, and pickles. It sounds very weird, but it's on wheat toast. It sounds very weird, but it is delicious. It's like one of those things when I say to somebody, trust
just
me.
Just get it.
Trust me. And I've never, ever, ever had any complaints.
Well, I've been doing this crab cake tour long enough, and I've been eating food on the radio for 31 years. I had Shannon here. She used to bring me Rusty Scupper food 20 years ago, and she worked at the Rusty Scupper on Fridays, and they were sponsoring us. I've been in Maui for the last 10 days, and I'm going to share this video because I made a video of this. I went 4 years ago into this little humble fish market on the northwest side of the island. It's just in a strip mall. And I looked it up. It was highly rated. And I thought, oh, I'll go in there, fresh market. And I got the macadamia nut mahi. And ooh, they serve it with fresh pineapple salsa. And they serve, it's Hawaii. They give you a blob of rice and they give you a blob of macaroni salad the way we do coleslaw here. I thought 4 years ago it was the greatest thing I've ever tasted. It was the best thing I've ever gotten in a box, for sure, because it's a carry-out joint. And I ate this thing, and I went back last week, and I did it again. But it's mahi. Mahi is something I go into restaurants, and I see it on the menu. I never order it.
Right.
But it's such a delicious fish. And it's a versatile fish. A lot of different. I've never thought about it on a sandwich. Mm-hmm. To me, it's sort of a delicate. It's a plate. Like a crab cake. I wouldn't put it on a sandwich. It's delicate, you know?
Right.
But mahi is a delicious fish, and that's what you're doing on your sandwich.
Mm-hmm. It is good.
All right, what else we got on the menu here?
Let's see. Well, we've got.
Well, you got clam strips because you gave me the official beer of the clam.
Yeah,
right.
Well, also because it's like, and they're like Hojo, you know, Hojo style, like traditional. Remember Howard Johnson's?
I never went to Hojo's, but they were known for
their
clams, right?
You're a little younger than I am, but yeah, they were known for
their orange and blue. With
they're for their fried clams.
Do you know why it was orange and blue like that?
I don't.
They did research, and I'm not making this up. This is real. They said that those colors made people the hungriest, or they believe that.
Interesting.
That's why it was so weirdly teal and orange and the little, right? They thought that made people feel hungry. I don't know if it's true or not, but
I don't either.
Howard Johnson thought so. Mara's here. We're at Captain Larry's. I have not dug into this because I have my crab mallet from Raskin Global, but I do have a fork here. Crab cake recipe, how'd you tweak it? Tell me how you tweaked it. And will you fry this, or are you just a broil?
No, we broil it.
It'll fall apart. It's all lump crab.
Well, you could fry it, and like I do like a special. Sometimes it's called the fireball sub, and that's a sub with fire, like with crab balls on it.
Okay,
and those are flash fried, and then they're tossed with a buffalo sauce, and then topped with a blue cheese slaw.
Buffalo blue cheese on a crab cake
on crab
a fried
balls.
Crab balls.
Mm-hmm.
I love crab so. Because of my East Side bias, and I've said this to a million people, and I get laughed at by real foodies, that a crab cake must be broiled because of the delicacy, delicate nature of the meat, and whatever your slurry is, and filler, as they would call it, or whatever. The thing that holds it together. My favorite crab cakes, and you have just, you've nailed this one here, are they're fried on the bottom because they stay in a broiler long enough to give it that crust. A lot of places in Ocean City do it this way. If you look underneath, it's nice and crusty under there. That's perfect for me. So I say, party on top, business at the bottom for me. You know what I mean? That's the way I do it. So I got a delicious Greek salad here. I really want to thank you guys for hosting us and having us down here. When are you open? Give everybody some hours and big events and things you do, because I know St. Patrick's Day is a little bit of a holiday here as well. But you do any other major things, celebrating an anniversary, do things like that?
Well, as a matter of fact, tonight we have, on Thursdays sometimes, we have what is called Pay It Forward Thursday. And so we have people come in and they bartend. So all the tips go to whatever charity they do.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Tonight we're doing Zach Sachs, which is a very, very dear benefit for me. It's a friend of mine. Her son was killed in a drunk driving accident.
All right.
So she started Zach Sachs and asked me to be part of the board. And so it's very...
Well, like, I can we get a lot of people here
thing.
Tonight then. Take
well,
care
I
of
hope
that.
So. I sure hope
where,
so.
Tell me that charity again so people can Google that and find it.
ZachSachs.org.
Okay. All right. Well, go out and give... local?
Yeah. Well, Westminster, yes.
Westminster. Well, that's local enough for us.
Yep. Yeah, and the reason why I know this family is because of Baltimore.
Well,
so I met them here.
So where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the Rockville area, D.C.
Oh, so you're a transplanted Baltimore.
Yes, I came here to go to Towson and was working at the 8x10 and just had so much fun quit school and started bartending, and here I am.
You probably slung a beer or two for me down at the 8x10.
Probably.
Yeah, I've been going to 8x10. My favorite memories of the 8x10, and I had the gal from Mother's that Dave married, she tended bar at Turner's back in the day, right?
I worked there too.
Right, and Turner's had those great holograms that you'd look into, and it was a little of a mind F, right? And you go outside, and they had cooked pit beef. Right out on the stoop, right out in front of what is now the Atlas Restaurant, right? Or out in front of what is McGurk's, right? But there was always a pit beef stand out in front of the 8x10.
Street meat.
Street meat, is that what
it's
called?
Street meat. Well, that's what we called it. It was street meat because it was great because you would... 2 o'clock in the morning, everybody was drunk.
Oh, my God, $5? Give me a pit beef sandwich. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The guy made... lots of
money. We had to say, do we want to do that, or are we going to go over to Villages at midnight? Or
right.
You know what I mean? The only certain places are open at 2 o'clock.
Or Sip and Bite.
Sip and Bite's always open at 2 in the morning. They have a crab cake over there as well, and a cheesesteak, from what I understand. We're at Captain Larry's promoting Baltimore. I would have bet whatever's in my pocket, not much because I just got back from Hawaii, but whatever's in, I would have bet that you were from Baltimore. I had because people that settle in Baltimore, I always think, I know I'm wrong. I'm wrong. That you have to be from here to really love here because it's so unique and quirky.
No.
That's really not true.
No.
And the more I see other people that say, no, I didn't grow up here. I came here and it felt like home to me. That's why I moved here, right?
Yeah.
That's a neat thing. I like that even more. I mean, I'm from here. I'm stuck here. You know, I ain't going nowhere.
I love
Although
Baltimore.
Maui wants me. I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm from Dundalk and my whole life has been here. I think it's interesting when people do come from other places and make their life here.
Mm-hmm.
And buy bricks and say we're going to serve a crab. When'd you have your first crab cake? Rockville, you didn't grow up with crab cakes in the house.
Oh, no. Probably when I came here, I would say. I don't even know. And, you know, I think my first crab cake was actually a Phillips crab cake.
Well, yours is going to be better than that. I know that right away. So I'm going to eat the crab cake here. We're Captain Larry's. It's all brought to you by our friends. By the way, I've got Maryland Lottery scratch-offs to give, not just to you, but to your brother. And I know your husband's been a big part of doing things here as well. It's a real family affair.
Thank you.
The Maryland Lottery sponsoring things like this and people like this. Captain Larry's, we're right here in the South Baltimore area on Federal Hill and Ford Avenue. Chris Pike's favorite crab cake. Vicky's favorite crab cake as well. They couldn't be here today, so I'm eating this to honor them. I've had crab cakes. I did the math on this. I'm over 180 places now. I'm getting up on almost 200 places. And the interesting thing is, and I knew this going in, I don't know that I've really ever had the exact same crab cake in two different places.
Huh.
You know, they're all really different.
Yeah.
Now, is this inspired by anything? Have you had a crab cake elsewhere and said, that's kind of like mine? Or do you have a crab cake that's not like yours? Because they're all different. I don't know if this is... I'm looking at this. I can see it's got a little breading. I can see it's put together nice. I see it's got a ton of jumbo lump crab meat in it. But I don't see any Old Bay. I don't see any... parsley. I don't see any. This looks like a very simple recipe.
So it is, but there is Old Bay, but the Old Bay is in the egg mixture.
Okay, so that's a slurry.
So it's it's crab meat, saltines, egg, and Old Bay, and dry mustard.
This is a crabby crab cake.
Yeah,
it's not mayonnaise-y. It's not Old Bay. I'm just getting the crab flavor. It's just straight crab
flavor.
Well,
that's the look we're going
for. And you didn't give me any tartar, cocktail, any of these. Taste.
We have it. If
right
you
on.
Need it, we have it.
I'm a little bit of an anti-tartar guy. Mm-hmm. To me, that's for a fish stick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cocktail, I'll wreck a crab cake with cocktail in the way somebody would wreck a steak with A1 because I grew up with cocktail.
Right, right.
And I like cocktail with my oysters. I like it. I would dip it to wetten it down a little bit. I would dip it in a cocktail. But on the tour, I haven't done much of that.
Mm-hmm.
Some places have had really unique takes on tartar that have made me like it. Lemony, bright, capery.
Yeah. That's what ours is.
It doesn't taste like mayonnaise and pickles.
Pickles, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want mayonnaise and pickles. That's for that's for a fish stick for me.
Yeah. Our tartar is house-made, and it also has...
Well, I want to try it. Can I try your tartar?
Sure.
Can I get a side order of tartar? Can I get a little tartar sauce? Just a little tartar? Thank you. Yeah. All right. We'll get that going.
Evars.
Yeah. Now I'm going to keep this segment rolling here because I ordered a Greek salad. Traditionally, do you serve this with fries?
No, traditionally, actually, it says crab cake with Caesar. But I always give the option of you can get fries or... Because our Caesars are really good, too, because our Caesar dressing is homemade. And then we do, instead of...
You should have sold me on that when I ordered the...
Well, no.
You like everything on your menu.
Next time. You have to come back.
I love that you wore your Maryland hat here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, see? Next, see? It's like, you have to come back. I'm
anybody
like a drug
that
dealer.
Promises me tartar sauce that doesn't taste like... I can see right away that's got some... That's got some... That's got a little body to it. All right, let's go with the tartar sauce here. I'm gonna do... Now, keep in mind... I don't like tartar sauce.
Okay.
So if I like it, it means, you know, I mean, because I'm not supposed to like it. But
right.
Is that dill in there? Is it a little dill?
There's a little dill.
See, I saw that. That's mustardy, a little bit. No?
A little mustard.
I taste the mustard in it. I've never had mustard in it.
Little, like dry mustard. I like dry mustard in the...
You know, I'm at Fadley's tomorrow, and I say this to people all the time about crab cakes. Like, which one's your favorite? Mm-hmm. And I'm like... I love crab. Mm-hmm. It's like my favorite steak. If you like steak, you can put garlic on it, put butter in it, you like it, you know? I feel that, and I want them all the above, you know?
Right.
I'll take a, you know, any seasoning will change all that. But with crab cakes, there's people, it's just two words, crab cakes. And you order them, and people don't say fried or broiled or whatever. They just order them, and they're all completely different. Fadley's is very, very mustard forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only place that I've been where, like, the mustard's the first thing that comes at you.
Right.
And they're sort of famous for it, mm-hmm. but nobody else does it that way.
Right.
And so doing a mustard with crab, and I don't love mustard. I've never eaten a hot dog with mustard in my life. I don't like mustard. But I've learned to really love it as part of Dijon and dressings and slurry. It's a wonderful compliment for crab.
Mm-hmm.
Mustard,
I think
is.
So too.
And I guess on the east side, what we would do with the old fried crab cakes is you would have French's
yellow
mustard. Yeah, and I don't like yellow mustard.
Well, a lot of people do. Like, I'll ask them, "Do you want cocktail or tartar?" And they're like, "Do you have yellow mustard?" And that is, I think, that's more traditionally Baltimore.
That's a South Baltimore thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's definitely yeah.
Lamar, this is delicious. I really, really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Having
I'm
us
so
down
glad.
Here. A delicious crab cake. This is Pike's crab cake, and he's not even here to eat it, so I'm going to have to bring him back. I'll get him a proper Narragansett after they win the XFL title. Mara is here, her brother's here, her husband's here, everybody's here. I appreciate the hospitality. More than that, we got a great day.
Yeah.
Draft day. I was standing next to you, and this crab cake was in the oven when Lamar Jackson signed with the Ravens
That's
today.
Right.
So I'll never forget where I was. Captain Larry's, come on down. Find them on Ford Avenue. They're in the heart of Federal Hill. My wife sent me back. We lived down here for 20 years. So every time I'm in the city, which is 3 days a week, she's always got an errand for me to run or something for me to pick up from the old neighborhood. We're sort, you know, we're lost out in the county. But we live 9 miles from here, you know. You move to the county, and it's like, there's no demarcation zone for me. I come into the city all the time.
Right.
But we really miss it. We miss it with the weather. Because we would walk to down the Harris Teeter. Or we would walk over to the Royal Farms. We'd walk down the veranda where a little Havana is below here. This is such a vibrant neighborhood, and there's just always people out here. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
Todd, get out of here. Go eat those crab cakes. Todd Schuller.
Thank you.
My thanks to Todd Schuller. My thanks to Chris Reel doing local tourism, and my dear friend, realtor Shannon Toback, and of course, Mara here and her family for hosting us today. Maryland Crab Cake Tour will be at Fadley's on Friday. We're going to be out in the county at the McFalls. Reel and oyster and reel. I'm going to get it right because I'm so used to saying McFall's Fire or Ironside Tavern, which is up by my radio station. We're going to be in Middle River down back River Neck Road next Thursday. All are brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Make sure you take care of those windows. And of course, Leonard Raskin. Giving me this is a really cool this is a crab
That's
gavel,
awesome.
but it opens beer on the other end. So this is a one of a kind patented item from Raskin Global, and I'm appreciative of him. Signing off from Federal Hill because I got to stop talking and I got to start eating more, and I got to get that tartar sauce together there with. I can smell the mustard in it a little bit. It's delicious. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Crab cakes, Lamar Jackson, and Baltimore positive. Stay with us.